Our first subject this morning is whoever pursues righteousness will find life. We're pleased to invite our circuit overseer, Brother Nathan Garlock, to discuss this with us. Please address us now, Brother Garlock.
Well, first we want to begin by extending a warm welcome to our circuit assembly. You may wonder, well, how are we going to begin? Well, let's begin with the key scripture for the day, Matthew 6 and verse 33. So let's turn there together. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. It says, "Keep on then seeking first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you." So if you just look up over here, you see there? Keep seeking Jehovah's righteousness. That's the theme for our entire day. So throughout the day, if you're wondering, what was the theme again? It's right up there. Just have to look at the sign. It's interesting that last summer, I think most of you were in Red Deer for your regional convention. And the theme for our convention, do you remember what it was? Keep seeking God's kingdom. So now we're developing the second part of Matthew 6:33. To seek Jehovah's righteousness. Well, when you think about that quality of righteousness, that's really going to be our focus throughout the day. And if you have your programs, just open it up and you can see that clearly as we look at some of the parts that will be developed. It's got that word righteous or righteousness throughout the day. Our first symposium, it's going to discuss how we can help others in the ministry and in our family and even in our congregation to seek Jehovah's righteousness. And we have a symposium in the afternoon, Pursue Righteousness By, and it's going to focus on how we can do that in dealing with employment issues, pressure on young people to date, pressure on older people to date, all the different ways that we can use righteous standards in order to make proper decisions. And we're going to have a baptism talk, a public talk, a watchtower summary. So many good things in store for us throughout our day. But let's get into our first talk. You see there in the program, whoever pursues righteousness will find life. Now, where does this theme come from? Whoever pursues righteousness will find life. Turn with me, please, to Proverbs 21 and verse 21. Now, as you turn there, if you wouldn't mind just taking one of these markers, just putting it right there, because we're going to come back to this verse, okay? So Proverbs 21, 21. Here comes the theme for our first talk of the day. It says, "Whoever pursues righteousness and loyal love will find life, righteousness, and glory." So there's the theme for the talk right in the verse. Whoever pursues righteousness will find life. Pursue righteousness. It might make you think of our program last November. Remember we were right here together for our assembly? What were we pursuing in November? Do you remember? Peace. Pursue peace. Today, we're pursuing righteousness. Now when you look at that verse, there's three questions that we need to answer. First of all, what are we talking about when we say Jehovah's righteousness? What does that mean? Number two, how do you pursue that? How do we pursue righteousness? And number three, what is this life that it mentions that we gain from pursuing righteousness? So we're going to answer those three questions in our first talk here this morning. So number one, what is Jehovah's righteousness? Well, let's go back to Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. And we're going to go right back to the Garden of Eden and see how this verse relates to Jehovah's righteousness. So Genesis 2, verse 17. Now here's the command that Jehovah gives to Adam. Look what he says. "But as for the tree of the knowledge of good and bad, you must not eat from it. For in the day you eat from it, you will certainly die." Now what does that have to do with Jehovah's righteousness? Well, we could change the name of that tree, and it would still be correct if we changed it to the tree of the knowledge of right and wrong. See, that Jehovah is giving a standard here of right and wrong. Now, why can we say that? Well, what's Jehovah basically saying? He's saying, taking the fruit from this tree, I say, is wrong or bad. Don't do it. If you do, you're going to die. So now, if Adam and Eve submitted to that and obeyed, that would be their way of leaving it to Jehovah to set the standard of what's right and wrong. Now, we know what happened. If you look at chapter 3, we're not going to read it, but in verses 4 and 5, we see Satan reasoning with them. In verse 5, he even says at the very end there that if they take the fruit, you'll be like God, knowing good and bad. Now, this was a kind of a half-truth, because when they took the fruit, because they disobeyed, we know the story, but when they took the fruit, they didn't have any special knowledge given to them. But so that was a lie, and we know that they also died for disobeying God. But did they become like God in a certain way with regard to good and bad, or right and wrong? Well, in a way, they did. See, they took it upon themselves that they were going to set the standard of what's right and wrong, which really only belongs to God. But when they took the fruit from the tree, they decided what's right and wrong. Now, how can we say that? Well, remember what Jehovah said. Fruit from tree, wrong. Take the fruit, it's bad. It was like Adam and Eve said, okay, Jehovah says taking the fruit of that tree is bad. I'm going to take the fruit because I say it's good. I'm going to set the standard of rights, right and wrong. Now, did that work out well? Well, absolutely it didn't. So we get the sense here of what it means for that expression, Jehovah's righteousness. It's Jehovah setting the standard of what's right and wrong. And it may differ from our standard or the world around us, but we're interested in what is Jehovah's standard of what's right and wrong. In fact, let's take a look at Leviticus 19 and verse 36, just to reason on this a little more. So Leviticus 19 verse 36. Now, as we read this verse, see if you can find a word that's repeated throughout this verse. So Leviticus 19 verse 36. Now, this is a law given to the Israelites about their business dealings, and this is what they were told. You should use accurate scales, accurate weights, an accurate dry measure, and an accurate liquid measure. I am Jehovah your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Now, did you spot the word that was repeated? See, there it is. Four times, the word accurate. You know, that word accurate can actually be translated as just or righteous. So a righteous scale, just scale, accurate scale. Because we know in ancient times they used to cheat, right? They'd use wrong scales to cheat the customer and try and make more money. But the Israelites weren't to be like that. They had to have an accurate... Now, what was the standard? Well, they would have a standard of what a scale, how it was supposed to measure. We have scales today, don't we? Now, what's the standard scale? What do we go by? Well, it depends who's in authority, don't we? Like, take for example, imagine you're going to fly on an airplane, and now how many bags do they allow you? Well, two bags, let's say, and how much weight are you allowed if it's an international flight? 50 pounds, I think. Right? 50 pounds per bag? Or 50? No, 50 pounds total. You'll check it out. Anyway, 50 pounds, we'll say it for the illustration. So you go home and you put your bags, you know, they're loaded up, you put them on the bathroom scale. And what do they come out to? 50 pounds. Oh, that is nip and tuck, eh? No room for error there. It's right on 50 pounds. Now you go to the airport, and now they've got a big scale too, don't they? And they don't just take your word for it. Yeah, I measured it at home. No, they put it on the scale. And now the number comes up, and it says 55. 55. But you remember, I measured this at home in the bathroom, and it was 50. So then you explain to the airport staff, just want you to know, my scale said 50. Are they going to be okay with that? Are they going to say, well, if your scale says 50, I guess we'll just let it go? No, you're paying for the extra 5 pounds, and they're going to tell you to buy a new scale, right? What's the lesson? You see, we don't measure righteous standards by what we think, or by what society thinks. Jehovah scale is what's important. And his standards are clearly outlined in his word, the Bible. If our standards are different, we adjust to his standard of what's right. Let's answer the second question. How do we pursue righteousness? Well, to seek or pursue indicates intense effort to maybe get something that we've lost. Now, what have we lost? Well, when Adam and Eve sinned, they lost friendship with God, and they lost the possibility of living forever in paradise earth. So we're seeking friendship with God and life forever. But you might be thinking, well, hang on a minute. I thought we were seeking righteousness. So why are we saying now that you seek friendship with God and everlasting life? Well, they are connected, aren't they? After all, think about the command back in Eden. You know, take the fruit, which is bad, you die. So act righteous, you can have a friendship with God and live forever. So by acting righteously, by pursuing righteousness, then we're able to have that friendship with Jehovah God and the hope of living forever. Think about the scripture we read right at the beginning, Matthew 6:33, our theme text. Remember what it was? Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. See, they're linked. Our hope of the kingdom is linked with pursuing righteousness. So when we work at it and apply Jehovah's standard of what's right, then we're pursuing righteousness. And we want to do that in every element of our life as Jehovah's people. Now, is that easy? Well, no, it's not. Turn with me to a scripture in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20. So Isaiah 5 verse 20. See if you can relate to what it says here when you look at the world around you. Isaiah 5 verse 20. It says, "Woe to those who say that good is bad and bad is good. Those who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness. Those who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Now, what is it talking about here? Well, it's talking about how the world is putting good for bad or bad for good. In other words, Jehovah says something bad. What does the world say? It's good. Jehovah says something's good. What does the world say? No, it's bad. Now, we never want to confuse our right to choose between right and wrong with determining what's right and wrong. See, there's a difference. The world has confused the two. Jehovah gives us all the choice to choose between right and wrong, but only he has the right to determine what's right and wrong. But the world tries to take on that that ability, but they don't have it. You know, just to illustrate what we mean by that, take smoking cigarettes, for example. Now, are there people out there who smoke cigarettes? Absolutely. Lots of people still smoke cigarettes. If you were to ask the smoker, if you were to say, "Do you think smoking's good?" What would they say? Well, everybody, even smokers, will tell you, no, smoking is not good. In fact, they'll say it between puffs, right? But they have chosen what's bad, and they have a right to do that. That's different than someone trying to say, you know, smoking's actually good for you. Yeah, it's a good thing to do. You should smoke more. See, what would you call someone who says that? Insane, right? We all know it's not good. So we have the right to choose between good and bad. We do not have the right to determine what's good and bad. The world tries to change that. They try to change good for bad and bad for good. Well, we want to make sure we pursue righteousness by working hard to apply Jehovah's standards and not become confused by what the world tries to set as good and bad. The last question we're going to answer is, what is this life? Remember where our marker is at Proverbs 2, 21? It said, whoever pursues righteousness and loyal love will find life. What is this life that it's talking about? Well, it's more than just endless life in paradise earth, because it links loyal love with righteousness. So it has to do with our having that relationship with Jehovah. That's the life that we can enjoy in paradise earth. A life untainted by today's degraded practices. A beautiful life in God's promised kingdom arrangement. So to conclude our first talk, We've learned something, and we can record what we learned in our program. So take your programs out again. Now, throughout the day, you're going to get scriptural answers to these questions that are printed on the back. So have your pens ready as we go through the day. Question number one, what will we find if we pursue Jehovah's righteousness? Well, Proverbs 21:21 is what we analyzed for the answer, and here it is. A close relationship with Jehovah now and everlasting life in the future. So I'll repeat that. A close relationship with Jehovah now and everlasting life in the future. So brothers and sisters, enjoy your day ahead. And as we leave here, let us seek righteousness. Let us pursue righteousness. If we do, by centering our life around Jehovah's standards, then we will find life forever.
Thank you very much, Brother Garlock, for helping us understand what righteousness is and how we can seek it.